Network. Because you can handle the truth.
See it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Well, it's quite interesting why nobody is using this stuff. It just boggles my mind again. I don't know. I mean, it's plain English. It says, general notice, this is in the APA, shall be published in the Federal Register. Actual notice, therefore in accordance with law. Any statement, time or place, blah, blah, blah. Terms of or substance of a proposed rule or description. It's got to be done, and they go into the whole thing. Now, what's interesting is they don't say that a subsidy rule in the option two. They say, except where notice and hearing by statute shall not apply to interpretive, general statements of policy, rules, agency, procedures where there's an emergency finding of good cause. Impractical, unnecessary. They don't say, they don't exclude subsidy. So I'm almost of the opinion now that there's only one option to make a subsidy rule and they never make one. I already guarantee you that. They don't do them. Why is that? Because they can't. They cannot do subsidy rules that have force and effect of law. They're not laws of the United States. They're force and effect of law by a federal agency. Big difference. Why would we have force and effect of law and laws of the United States? Because we've got two different types of, quote, governments working here. One is a real government. The other one is a fraud. And it's the enemy. Because impractical is defined as we would stop. We would impede. I have to get the words exactly. We would stop an agency from making a rule or regulation. Wouldn't that be terrible if you would? If we had an ocean combat and we'd say, hey, you know what? You can't do that. But see, this is like censoring. That's what they do. That's what they do. And that's what they're doing now. They're censoring people. We don't want to hear from you. Let me read this thing here. Because what it says here, impractical, would be unavoidably prevented from undertaking its public rulemaking. Unavoidably preventing. So we wouldn't want to unavoidably prevent a federal agency that has no office, nothing accountable to us, from making a regulation. You got to be kidding. They printed unavoidably prevented. Because if we could comment on it, we'd say, no, you can't do that. Now, why would they give the power, quote, power, to a federal agency? Congress can't do that. They got to go through the House, Senate, and all that stuff. So why would a federal agency be granted that power? Because when you're under the plenary power of Congress for a benefit, it's shut up and do what they want. James, Vancouver, question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, good afternoon. So if it ain't in the Federal Register, it don't apply is what you're getting at, right?
Say that again, please.
Well, if it's not, their so-called law is not in the Federal Registry, then it can't apply, what you're getting at, right?
Any type an agency tries to talk to you in America,
yep,
and it's not in the Federal Register, you say, sorry.
That's
your
okay
place to make the appearance of law. That's what it looks like. That's the first step. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So then it's not legal for them to mandate the vaccine to us because they got no standing. If it's not
nothing
in the Federal Register, right?
Yep. They don't. No. Not only that. See, if it was in the Federal Register, you say, well, at least they got smoke because we might have the forced effect of law. If it ain't in, if it's not in the Federal Register, it's not even smoke.
Right, right.
Because there can never be a fire if there's no smoke.
So I was talking to someone up here who's connected to the law business, and I said, "Well, look at for me to get into your office there, do I need the shot?" He said, "No, that's not necessary." He said, "I want you to wear a mask." I said, "Okay." He said, "But look at the shot's not legal." I can't. It's not against the law not to take it. See, so the damn shot has got no standing in law that you got to take it. And what
neither
you say confirms
mask
that. Well, yeah, you're right. But I mean, you know, okay. So
right,
you know, it's sort of. I don't like it, but hell, you know. But that shot, they're trying to kill people, murder them legally. That's what I figure.
Oh, absolutely.
They're trying to bend the law.
It's a genocide of the highest degree. It's getting rid of Margaret Sanger was trying to get rid of all the blacks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, she'd be right there clicking her heels and clapping.
Hey,
Bill Gates is there.
Yeah.
We
got to
get rid of a couple of billion people, but it's not going to be me.
Yeah. Now, when you take your case to court, you're going to have to watch the judge. If the judge is going to if the judge is fair, and he should tell the other side to go to you know where, because it's not on the Federal Registry. But some judges in this day and age, like that Amy Conehead Barrett, for example, she was so sweet. Oh, everybody thought she's going to be something great, and I looked at her and said, nope. And sure enough, she said to the people who were trying to bring the case of the election, well, it has no standing. Well, you see, this is what you got a bunch of crooked judges on top there. So,
could I
ask one more question?
On her, I think what they've got on her is that she did a illegal adoption of those people, those kids out of Haiti.
Well, that
and
could
then of
be,
course,
and,
see, we have John Roberts,
yeah.
Mr. Supreme Court Justice, that appointed all of the FISA judges. They all know yeah. they've been lying to, and there's not one of them has put out for sanctions on anybody. Do you find that a little strange?
Yeah. You said before many times, up there in Alaska, you don't vote for your judges there, do you?
They're done by a judicial council.
Yeah.
And then the governor is supposed to pick one, and then he's supposed to issue a civil commission to empower them. They do not do a civil commission. All the governor does is says, thanks for accepting the appointment. But wait a minute. I happen to have a bona fide civil commission, and they don't do them. He just says, hey, come on down. So they have no oath of office. I've got all that documented. They have employee affidavits that admits their employees. I have the insurance policy, which they're called employees. They're insured, and they're insured. They say they're bonded. The judges and everybody, they are bonded to not steal from the state of Alaska. Now, the code says they're supposed to have two bonds of their own property. And nobody
and
has one.
Yeah.
Modest. And nobody has
now
one.
Now, my question. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
In the lower 48, at least, those judges in those states are supposed to be elected, aren't they?
They can either be elected or they can be appointed.
Right.
It depends on the state, but most of them I would think would probably be elected, but I don't know that.
Right.
I without checking it out.
Yeah.
But some of them are definitely appointed if a governor or somebody or even a judge can be empowered to appoint low-level magistrates or something. But then the bottom line is, the only elections are for citizens of the United States, which have no political rights. So there's nobody home, state or federal.
Yeah. And now the county sheriff is supposed to be elected too, aren't they?
Yes, he should. And now there's the man. There is the most powerful man in our republic, in that county. If he knew what he had, it was done in Wyoming and it was done in Wisconsin. They can tell the federal people to have a nice life, get out, or I'm sending you to what we call jail.
He
could do it.
Well, see, up here in Canada, there's no way we're going to elect anybody, judges or sheriffs, anything like that. So this is something that has got to be preserved in the United States, is these elections of your county sheriffs and your judges. This is a way to keep it straight on the level, because a judge can kill a case. You can come to a court with a real good case, and a judge can be prejudiced, and then the law goes out the window. But, thanks for taking my call.
Let me tell you something about every judge in Alaska.
Yeah.
I already sued one. Any judge that does not have jurisdiction at all can be sued. And none of them do. And I, in Alaska, I got all of this documented. And I sued one.
Right.
And there was no anything about it. The guy, he didn't want to move forward with it when we got through for another reason. But like I've got them over here on my 2 acres out of my four. They say I'm not paying the taxes and the foreclosure. I says, come on down. Come on. Sue me.
Right.
Please.
Right.
Because you have an order from the 3rd Judicial District that the Alaska Bar says is an administrative district in the Alaska Bar. They renamed the district. They renamed the court. Come on down.
Yeah.
They won't do it yet.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen? I will stop every foreclosure in the state of Alaska while this is being adjudicated.
Right. Well, it's good talking to you, Ralph, and appreciate your show and appreciate talking to you. So thanks kindly for taking my call.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get a lot meaner real quick here, because as soon as I get through this other document and these agents and these people can be sued, we're going to do it.
Yep.
You see, because I'm not an attorney and they can't shut me up.
Right. Right. Well, that's right. The attorneys all talk to each other. So you got to be, you know that. They all talk to each other. They say, attorney, client privilege, but hell, they get drinking together, and they all talk about each other's cases, right? And so everybody knows what's going on, you see. But then they'll shut up when it comes to court time or what have you, or you see. So
Of attorneys in the IRS world, and they call, you can't use scorched earth. They say you can't use what you're doing, Ralph. That's called scorched earth. I said, yeah, I know why, because it'll get you disbarred or killed.
Yeah, right. Conflict of interest every time.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
Thanks kindly, Ralph.
Yep.
I know.
This whole thing is a con from beginning to end. Like I say, I'm working on this two-page one-line with enough stuff, and I'm going to send it to the American Frontline Doctors and that. By now, I've got a 458-page document. I'm seeing stuff that I have never seen before. Subsidy rules with a lot more explanation, and then they also go into the judicial review. Now, stop and think about it. How can Congress say you don't have a right to go to court? You think there's something wrong that they don't have that power? You think they don't? I'll find this case while I'm talking here. I'm going to go into a case that summarized Babcock. Because when I was doing this, it was about benefits, and I couldn't figure out how in the world do they get away with this. And Babcock was one of the first ones. It was a 1913 Supreme Court case in great detail went into it. And I said, this can't be true. And it is. And I read, I said, you got to be kidding me. So then I found a very good case that summarizes it all. And it's called Allen versus Graham. 446, P as in Paul, 2D, 240. 446, P, 2D, 240. It's a 1968 case. And they talk about the there's several cases, Babcock and other ones that go into this type of things. But the real thing, Dismukin, there's quite a few of them. But here's what it says. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, that's called a benefit, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts and may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. And they quote Dismuke versus United States, 297 U.S. 167. That's one of several. 297 U.S. 167. And U.S. versus Babcock. That's the one that I read, 1919. 250 U.S. 328. 250 U.S. 328. State versus Babcock, 1919. It goes in great detail. It says when you accept the benefit, shut the heck up. Because you got nothing. This is the same thing the IRS does, except it is a government-sponsored mafia paying protection money. That's, tell it like it is. That's what the IRS is. Because there is no law of the United States. There is no administrative regulation. There's nothing that mandates you do anything. It's voluntary. Just like paying protection money to the mafia. It's voluntary when they come around every week and say, give me money or I'll break your leg or I'll shoot you or take your property, whatever. There's no difference. None. And I can prove it. Because they print in the Federal Register, just like they do in this COVID-19, human subjects has got nothing to do, and I was going to read 5 U.S.C. 301. I forgot about that. Let me read it. I guess we'll do it after the break. ¶¶
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, we're back here. They go in great detail in the APA. 60 Stat 237, 1946. Saying what's going on. This is 5 U.S.C. 301. Departmental regulations. Now, departmental regulations is not law, but I would like to think that the subject, those guys that wrote this thing, probably wouldn't include me as in the departmental regulation. But let's see what it says. The head of an executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department, comma, the conduct of its employees, comma, the distribution and performance of its business, comma, the custody, use, and preservation of its records, papers, and property. You see anything there that might go to what's called the people of the several states or the people of anything anywhere? I don't. Professor V. Brown says this is housekeeping, interpretive regs. Nothing to do with you or me. So why are we listening to these people? Well, the next question is, why is nobody using this against them? Because we don't know. Those two Federal Register publications are about human subject. Who is a human subject that can be tested on? And it even excludes the people that are federal employees because it says the conduct of its employees. The conduct of its employees is not going to include giving you a vaccination. That ain't even the vaccination that is a bioweapon. And there are all kinds of documents in the patent office to prove it is a bioweapon. And they even admit it. Fauci and those criminals at the top. They're out to kill us. Communist China, Islam, all these outfits are working together. If the United States falls, the United States of America falls, the whole world falls. Because we are the only one that have inalienable rights to the Creator. The only one. And when America goes down, the world, Satan is going to be just having a heyday. Probably better be reading Revelations. Because it's going to look like there's going to be no hope. 365 times in the Bible, fear not. Better wake up and start to get in the fight. Because we got to have works, too. Can't just sit back and say, hey, come and save me. I don't got to do that. I'm just going to sit here in my little old house and everybody will come and save me. No, that's not the way it works. The Bible says so. Got to get off our butts and fight. Do something. One of the simplest things is just supporting. Of course, we've got to support this network to get the word out, republicbroadcasting.net. How many places are you going to hear something like what I'm talking about? And Mike Lindell, which is taking it to the Supreme Court of the United States, which the military is not going to save us because it's been corrupted. I'd like to think they were going to come in, but I've given up. That's just not a realistic solution. Unless there's something going on behind the scenes that I don't know about, which is very possible. God's got a hand in this. I don't know what it is. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But I know one thing, it's up to you and me to learn truth, the knowledge, and then the wisdom to use it. And it is there. We do not voluntarily quit any job. Have them fire you. Do not take a bioweapon and you're playing spin the bottle with death and all sorts of other ailments beyond belief and knowledge. No way, Jose. Not going to happen. And as soon as I get this done for the IRS, I say I want to read this document here, because isn't it amazing how we have McLaren? He was one of the people that was in the Congress. Put together a 400 or 458-page Senate document that is cited by all the courts, and it's not available in Westlaw. It's not available on the internet that I can find. Usually, most documents, somebody will have gotten a copy and put it out on the internet. Not there. Well, I'm going to get the money next month here, and I'm going to put that whole dang document on the internet on my homepage. I'm going to send it out to the people on my list. Unhighlighted today. Then I'm going to go through it and read it with great and very carefully, because there's all kinds of things I saw initially in there I've never seen them discuss about how this works. I just had a brief minute to look at it before I went to breakfast this morning after I got this in. Back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. Identify that it is a federal agency. Then identify the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, which mandates every federal agency must put all of your subsidy rules, your procedures, your interpretive, all that's got to be in the Federal Register. Sir, is this stuff in the Federal Register? And the Federal Register, there's only one way it becomes portion effective law, substantive. Please provide me the Federal Register where it is under a substantive rule. And all you have to do to prove that is to find the Federal Register, search on 553, little b as in Baker, and see what they say. If it ain't there, they're done. If it is there, and they're using impractical, unnecessary, and according to the, not in the public interest, all you got to do is the emergency declared? No, it's not. And I have not found where it says, if you're doing the emergency, I'm going to flush that out, but this, what's called the informal, can ever rise to even be a substantive rig to begin with. Richard, New Hampshire, question. Going to have to be real quick here.
No, yeah, I guess we're going to be real. Yeah.
No, never mind. I thought we were. in the last.
No, you still got. You still got half an hour, Ralph.
I do. I do. Gosh, we got enough time to bury these agencies.
Oh, geez, we get enough time to crap the crap. Anyways, but look, did you have a chance to check on this garbage that they're talking about putting a tax on billionaires?
No, I have not.
No, you didn't, huh? That's too bad.
No,
because,
I've been really busy. What? You know, I had to get that petition for rehearing in, and then, you know, the good Microsoft, the update wouldn't work, and then they destroyed all my templates. And then, of course, you know they use a 6 1/8 by 9 1/4 inch paper. So then my template for that, I had to generate that, and, oh, God, it's just another 3-4 hours out the window. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, well, like I said, what it is basically is that they want to put a tax on the billionaires, and I'm sure you're very well aware it's just putting a camel's nose under the tent, and what they're going to do is they're going to come after the middle class. They absolutely want to destroy us, okay?
They are. They've been doing a good job of it. Look at all the small businesses that have gone under.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart is not doing too bad, you think?
Well, it's like I said, they're coming after us next because I look at it this way. They have to. They got to do something because most of us out here, we don't believe what's going on with the COVID and stuff like that. It's not really a virus. What it is, all it is just a protein, spike protein that they put in here. It's experimental. And I don't know what the hell is going on, but, you know, all these people out there, Ralph, right now, they're calling a mandate, like especially the moron there, the governor from Massachusetts, right? He's making a mandate on everything. And I told them, because I'm still doing talk shows, and I told him, I said, I got news for him, because I don't know if you heard this, but the military just bought 30,000 guillotines, and they're spreading them out all around the world. And I told him, I said, I think one of these guillotines are going to be for Charlie Baker. I think he's going to lose his head over these mandates.
I don't know
if you heard that.
Mandate is BS. That's a judicial.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah,
and it's like I said, like Fauci. Fauci has no authority at all whatsoever, right? And not only that, but you get OSHA. OSHA is a federal agency. They have no authority over you, me, or the fence post.
That's right.
The only thing they can rule over is their employees. And even then, their employees can tell them where to go.
And they can't even force them to take the bioweapon because that's not in their authority.
That's right. It's what I don't know if you heard this, but there's 9 countries out there who brought their health ministers in front of the courts. And they all asked them, under penalties of perjury, is there such a thing as a virus? A COVID virus, and they all said no. And they couldn't go any further than that because if they'd have gone further than that and if they'd have said that it's a bioweapon, they'd have all been arrested for genocide and they'd have all gone to a Nuremberg trial. This is what's going on out there, Ralph.
It is all to get fear, to get us to take this bioweapon that they're putting in our arm that's going, it's death. It's our destruction. It's changing our gene system. Put something in your system that can change your genetic makeup. Like, this is like the Island of Dr. Moreau. Did you ever see that movie? Well, I don't know if he's getting blind, but Dr. Moreau is where he was mixing DNA and animals and coming up with all kinds of weird stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fauci, did you ever back check this? Well, I'm going to clear. Did you ever back check this, moron?
Fauci?
I mean, what's going on with in New York there with those 530 orphan babies?
No.
They were giving up because they all said, the hospital said these babies had AIDS and stuff like that. And what they did is Fauci went in there and he did all kinds of horrible, horrible experiments on them, you know, giving them all kinds of different chemicals for all kinds of stuff. And then the University of Pittsburgh, if anybody wants to check that out, he was taking mice, and he was cutting off parts of their skin on their stomach, and he was taking the scalps from dead babies. And what they were doing, he was sewing that on their stomach to see if they could grow hair. The mice could grow hair on the skins of the baby. Ralph, it goes on and on and on about this guy.
This guy probably made Mengele look like
an angel.
Wasn't that, what was the guy's name in Hitler? Was it Mengele?
Mengele. Mengele.
Yeah. He wasn't even a virus on an elephant's butt compared to what's going on now, was he?
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, Mengele right now compared to Fauci, he's an angel.
He is.
Yeah, dark one, but he's still an angel. I'm telling you, Ralph. I mean, people, you got to wake up out there. You got to start spreading the word about what the hell is going on here. You know?
I'm trying to get people... Yeah. You're going to fight a federal agency. There's only one thing. You can use United States code to howl freezes over, and it's just water off a duck's back. because I have proven that with the IRS, like I talked before about the third time around the merry-go-round and the taxpayer's bill of rights. I sat down and analyzed it, and I said, there's no way to win. It's rigged.
It is rigged, totally. Unless you know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, you might as well just keep paying your taxes.
Congress mandates if the Federal Register is going to talk, if it's got anything to say, it's got to be in the Federal Register. It is judicially noticed, and that is the DNA, that is the evidence to hang those bastards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like I said, the other thing that people don't understand about protein crystals, it causes cancer. There's all kinds of cancers that are coming out now. There's lymphatic, there's breast cancer, cervical cancers, testicle cancer, you name it, right? This is what they're doing to the people out there who got the shot. They're creating cancer all over your body.
Karen Kingston brought in, they are bringing the most lethal viral type of cancer from a 1950s case and putting it in some of these bioweapons on steroids to give us cancer that there's no remedy.
Yeah, there's no remedy. That's It was that woman, 1953. The woman in 1953, she had a very severe case of cervical cancer. And it was so violent that there was nothing they could do. She died, probably like 2-3 days? That's how bad it was. And they took the cells from that.
The most viral type of stuff, and they're putting that in a bioweapon in us? Like, you gotta be kidding me. Now, what benefit is that?
Yeah.
I'd like to know the answer to that. See, what should happen is they should take the lot that they're giving to us and then go around and give it to all these congressmen and Bill Gates and all these people, because they're not getting the real thing.
Well, they're going to get it. They're going to get it at the end. I'm telling you right now, Ralph. I'm not going to tell you on the air, but off the air, if you want, I can give you some evidence that things are moving, and things are moving a little bit faster every day, Ralph. Seriously.
Well, good.
It's coming to an end.
I'm an impatient guy when it comes to criminals.
All right, Ralph. You have a great rest of the night.
I will.
All right. Take care, huh?
Yep, I'm going to be figuring out how to... we're going after this IRS agent, and you can go after anybody.
Yeah. That's Ralph, I love you in a non-sexual way.
Say again?
I said, I love you in a non-sexual way.
Oh, right, great, okay, right.
All right, take care, Ralph.
That last part in there.
Okay, take care.
Yeah. We're going to do it. And I'm not an attorney. So I don't have a license to lose. You can't get me for practicing law because I put stuff out and I got so many typos in it. They always change it. It's their stuff. I just provide research. They change it. We'll get around that little legal part. We're coming for them. To expose them. And to use what is lethal to them. The only law that has, if you want to call it law, has any application to a federal agency is what's in the Federal Register. United States code is like bringing code out of China or Russia or South America. It's irrelevant. You can't nail them with it. All the code does is invite these foreign entities into our Republic. That's it. Come on down. Come on in. Screw the people. Because we don't know no better. Because we've been taught to say, well, if it's a federal agency and they say I gotta do this, I gotta do it. No, I don't. The question is, by what authority are you authorized and empowered? And please give me, if I identify you as a federal agency or an agency, where in the Federal Register is it published? That's my question. Where is it? I'm sure you got it, because otherwise you wouldn't be here, would you? If you're changing the definitions of vaccinations, CDC, where is it published in the Federal Register? If I am a human subject under HHS, which the CDC is using that, I got the Federal Register publications, and it says, as it's conclusively, it's for departmental regulations only. I don't see me in there. Would you please explain that to me? And the Supreme Court says if you can sue an individual that does any of this, like an IRS agent or Fauci or any of these people, if, which they put the standard up, if there's no way for them to win, well, guess what? If I got your DNA, you're done. Because it's in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, you're really done. And if it is there, it's always going to be under some flavor of 5 U.S.C. 301. It's going to be an interpretive reg, a housekeeping reg, a procedure, nonsense, blah, 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 blah. Congress set up this up. And then what's crazy is this one definition of impractical, that we would stop their rulemaking. Imagine giving something that isn't even in the Constitution the definition of impractical, called informal rulemaking. That we would stop their stuff, stop them from doing it. You couldn't even say this about Congress. But it says, impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of the agency's functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. We could prevent them from doing something. Does Congress have that power? No. How does that work? That makes you an enemy. If we spoke up, does this sound like the school board meeting? If we get the right to speak, we can stop you because people will find out what's going on. It says right here, shut up, because we would be unavoidably prevented. This is their definition, it's not mine. Let's read it. But loose lips can't keep government secrets. They say that. This is what's going on today with the censoring the First Amendment. They want us to shut the heck up. Bend over, get some Vaseline, and take it. I don't think so. See, we're not like Australia because we still got weapons and ammo. And we have a constitution like nobody else's. We put our creator in charge. No other country's done that. We have inalienable rights. But we have been infiltrated by a lot of Judas goats, by Islam. That's a theocracy. They can't be here because they will never adopt the way. And I ordered the books, by the way, of the true Islam printed with the stuff. I've got to get it scanned. They can't be here. Why would you invite the enemy? It's why would you invite China communists here and put them in charge? Why would we do that? Why would we have contracts with the enemy? McConnell does. Hunter Biden does. Comrade Biden, the fake jihad, the fake guy that has no brain, brainless, has no idea what's going on in the world. Clueless. And then we have all these liars. Pelosi. Oh, God. I watch them and I get up there and I just want to puke. They ought to be enough to make anybody turn out to be a Christian. But this is what pure evil looks like. There's many flavors of it. They're pedophiles. They do unbelievably things to children with blood and all. You just can't make this stuff up. Literally. And there's some of them involved in it. There's no doubt. They are. Why are none of our senators and representatives out loud coming out and supporting Mike Lindell and the DNA evidence he's got on the elections? Because if we do not stop these machines, we're done. I got a thing from our Republican Party saying we have an election up here for the mayor of Matsu Borough. Oh, I didn't see any. I'm sorry. Let me get back to Skype here. I'm my Skype covered up here with stuff. Oh, my golly, we do here. Bo in Indiana, question and comment?
Yes, Ralph, I was following along in the first hour, and you were talking about the 45 CFR 46.101, and I think you probably came up with the credits from Westlaw or something, but I'm coming up with different credits in Cornell. They're showing 82 FR 7259 and 83 FR 28518. I was just curious as why I'm seeing a discrepancy because
I don't know, but Westlaw is guaranteed to have the right stuff, or they can be sued. That's all. Okay, did you put in? Let me ask you this question here. Let me get back to it. Let me pull it up here in just a minute. I gotta get this screen closed. That screen closed. I got too many things open here. Just a second here, and I will be there. Got to pull up here 101. Okay, and then we go down to the bottom. There are some other things down there that also say that. Those other federal register, you can go into those. Source can be used, but usually it's the credits, the ones are the main ones as the authorities. But you also can use 56 FR 28032, 28257. You can open all those up. You're going to find the same type of nonsense or nothing. I didn't even open them up. Now I already know that for a fact, but I could do that. But credits,
I saw enough of them. Yeah, I saw enough of them today. I was going through your Alaska cooperative agreement from 2004. And running down all the codes, you know, like you've been teaching. And I sent you a text document of my results. And, I saw the same thing over and over again, so I can confirm that without a doubt.
Okay, I didn't see your email, but did you send it to IRS or Ralph?
IRS.
Okay, I've always put something on. I haven't really done much checking because I've been so busy with this other, but I already know, cause like I say, I've done so much of it now.
Other credits. Just check your spam mail, because a lot of times your email still goes to my spam. They do not want us to talk to each other.
Yeah, I don't get much spam. I got mine set, though I don't, so I just go through it. I don't go into my spam. I don't have that set up, so I hardly ever get a junk mail. But I'll get around and look. And resend it. I'd be interested to see what you're doing.
Yeah, I put it all in a text file, and I ran into only one question I had. Let's see if I can find that real quick.
Okay, you were looking up the CFRs on the state plan?
Yeah, because I can't get my state. You know, I filed up on a FOIA that I filed back in April 23rd, I think, and you know, it's over 6 months. And, they still hadn't provided the documents, and I did a follow-up Thursday and still haven't heard back from that. But, you know, they do not want to come off these. Last time I went to the prosecutor's office and asked for them directly, they pulled me over that day and took my car. You know, this is the kind of games these guys play. For real, I'm just living proof.
Well, I got around them, but I finally found the cooperative agreements. I had to go down there, and I finally found somebody that coughed them up. And now, unfortunately, he's gone, but I need to update those, but that'll be a pain in the neck because they don't want this information out. Guaranteed. But I have the state plan for every state, and I have the Federal Register publications for everything in the state plan is a CFR. There's nothing to do with the state.
Yeah, I know. I took the state plan with me, the page that had the reference to the 3.1A attachment for the financial years, and, even then, they just wanted to play dumb. So, I don't know where else to go except for, like going off of your cooperative agreement from Alaska and say, hey, if you're going to prove this otherwise, you're going to have to cough up the actual documents from Indiana.
Well, you go to your senators, you go to your representatives, you go down and get in their face, and you just keep talking. You will find somebody eventually that will do it.
But that's like talking to Satan. All those guys are Satan. They're adversary. That's the definition of the word Satan.
I've been escorted out of their offices. But it takes persistence because these people don't want it out. We filed the Alaska one down for Alice Brown in Montana, and they did a settlement. They gave her $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana.
Yeah, I know. You repeat that quite often.
I have the case. I got the docket. It says settlement. They don't want this information out because imagine if the people ever figured out that they're actually oxygen children and the whole thing is rigged from beginning to end, these courts, all for money.
Well, they traffic children, they traffic us, and it's in the code. Like you said, they print it. They're telling us they're trafficking us.
I know. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a while to get acclimated to what we're really dealing with here. You got the shock and awe. They pull on us all kinds of psychological warfare, fourth generation warfare. And, the very documents that you need to defend yourself, they don't want to come off.
Hey, I just saw here, we're running out of time. We got two more callers. Can I get two more here real quick?
Okay, sure. Surely. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, send me that email. Ken in New York, you got a minute or two, and then I got a Rick in Georgia. I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, I'll just ask a question, and then I'll hang up. Have you ever isolated in your study of the APA if there's any punishment for violating it, such as civil or criminal?
There is.
I'm
going to show you.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Yep, get on my IRS list, and I'm going to show you how to sue them.
I'm on it.
Do we have anybody else holding or not? Okay, well, I'm sorry, Rick and Georgia. I got carried away here. I get wound up, and I'm like a 10-day clock. You can't shut me up. Get on my IRS list. $250 donation. If you can't afford it, just tell me you can't. I'll still add you. Get on there. I'll give you the documents. Send me an email of what we talked about today. Just tell me what we talked about, and I'll send it to you. I am going to put out this particular document when I get my Social Security check next month. I'm going to get around it. I'm going to sign up for $149 for Just Host because I want that document on the internet for anybody to read. It's not there. Why? They cite it, but we can't have access to it. This is like the old times. We'll tell you what's in the Bible, but you can't have a Bible. No, I don't think so. We're coming for the federal agency. And there will be a lawsuit in a couple of weeks going, I'm going to show people how to do it. It's there. Anyway, thanks for listening, and God bless, and watch out for the federalities and all the rest of the satanic SOBs. See you next week, God willing.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic.